All right, welcome back to segment two of program 12 of The Bigger Picture. I'm Marshall Wood, your host here on WSCJ Wonderful Coastal in Foundational, Georgia. As we continue with this commentary on what's wrong with Georgia, and I want to go back and read something that I wrote. It was published in the Florida Times Union November 7th of 2003. Here's what I said. Today's headline, Court Stop Abortion Law, prompts this letter. It's a stern warning from one who has a unique experience base from which to comment. My warning is credible, but my status in life, lessens its impact. I'm not a man of means or personal power, but I have been an intimate part of all that I address here. God has protected America at this point in our history. You got a trouble with that? Well, hear this. The agents of our deliverance have been, this was at the time, Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan. They're Republicans. Having just reread Nixon's book, The Real War, Warner Books, published in 1980, I'm astounded by his prescience, and I'm astounded by how Reagan built upon it. A realization that from that rereading is the chilling similarity between the ideology and methodology of Nixon's global Marxist and many key operatives within today's judicial, media, entertainment, and academic institutions. Democrats all, or at least by a lion's share. Know this too, Nixon was right. World War III continues right under our noses. I wrote that in 2003. What do you think today, folks? Mistakenly, we think the evil empire is dead. We don't know that the USSR was but a front for a nefarious ideology that still thrives today. That was in 2003, folks. What do you think about today? One front is presented by those largely effeminate white males asking to be crowned president. I was talking about the 2004 elections at the time, those running against George Bush. One front is presented by those largely effeminate white males asking to be crowned president. Take away the white male mask, and you have a truer picture. Hillary Clinton or Al Sharpton, a rainbow power base that has, one, disenfranchised black males, two, destroyed black families specifically and American families in general. I just mentioned the book by David Horowitz, which is The Dark Agenda, a war against American Christianity. Which polluted America's educational processes since the Democrat Party, pervade a sulfurous moral agenda. I say that with the LGBTQ movement and the other stuff, the sexualization of children. Five, contaminated the wells of our daily news sources, and now as seen increasingly in the headlines, it's established a judicial dictatorship. I wrote that in November 2003. What do you think today? Today, Democrats will filibuster to block Republican judicial appointments that would lessen the despotic stranglehold of past empowerments by ideologues of the ongoing war. Be warned, America. I wrote that in 2003. God may lose his patience with us. He has. If you have trouble with that, hear this. Ignore the real war. And you may continue to elect operatives. You may continue to elect operatives. Georgia, you may continue to elect operatives of the real enemy and empower that evil empire that is still around today. That was in 2003. Zell Miller figured that out. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that was a really important and prescient letter. And let's talk about Georgia politics for a while. May we do that? Let's talk first about a gentleman named Raphael Warnock. He's an interesting man. He is the pastor, I think the fifth pastor of Ebenezer Baptist Church, dating back, 150 years. But he is also one of two senators from Georgia. And in getting into this position, he defeated a very winsome and moral person, Kelly Loeffler, Atlanta area businesswoman of some renown, who was appointed to the position and then in a runoff. Warlock became the primary candidate, and then Herschel Walker ran against him, and somehow Herschel Walker, one of the most popular figures in Georgia, a black hero, lost to Warnock. But I want to examine the Lord Raphael Warnock for just a moment, pastor of probably the most legendary black church and the most influential black church in America because of its association with one of their original associate pastors, Martin Luther King Jr., whose dad, Martin Luther King Sr., was the pastor, and that was really the genesis of the civil rights movement. I deeply respect it. I have nothing bad to say about it, except that once the Marxists realized the power in Martin Luther King's words, Mr. Martin Luther King Jr., and of the black civil rights movement, they infiltrated that as quickly as they could. And a lot of really good people in that movement became infused with a Marxist doctrine that came into this country in 1933 with a cultural Marxist. All right, Raphael Warnock, who is he? Well, he is an interesting character. He attended Morehouse College, historically black school. You can bet your bottom dollar that the Marxists have infiltrated every historically black college with critical race theory. But also, he is a graduate of Union Theological Seminary, the adjunct seminary for Columbia University, which was the very first and still is engine for global, for the cultural Marxists that came to this country in the 30s. And while Mr. Warnock was at Union Theological Seminary, he encountered a very interesting young lady, just a beautiful woman. Her name is Oleyi Ndoye, a very African name, almost looks Nigerian, but she was born in upstate New York. And she has a really impressive global resume. But there's not a lot on her. And that global resume sniffs suspiciously like possibly some Marxist connections, some front organizations that, just in my opinion, from what I've read in the past, well, I'd wonder what her background is. But she suddenly appears in the life of the unmarried Raphael Warnock. And so they got married in 2016 when Warnock was in his early 50s. Then they got divorced 3.5 years later, and they produced 2 children. But I became very suspicious as I looked at all of Ms. Ndoye's background and the fact that Raphael Warnock is the pastor of Ebenezer Baptist Church, though he's now unmarried, married only once, having 2 children, and not too much knowledge on his circumstances before and after. Kind of a mysterious soul who, because of the power of his position at Ebenezer Baptist, is now a U.S. Senator from Georgia. There's some things there that don't pass the smell test. We'll talk about that on the backside when we begin segment 3 of this program 12 of The Bigger Picture. I hope you'll come back. God bless you.